they like. And they have to list until they exhaust everything in their mind that they're emotionally charged about. If they think there's more negatives than positives, they got to come up with more positives. If they think there's more positive than negatives, they got to come up with more negatives, but they have to balance. The second step is to write down who perceives you the same as you perceive them for each trait. So if you see them as rude, you got to write down the initials of the person, who sees you rude in your life, somewhere in your life. Because in truth, whatever you see in other people is a reflection of you. Something you haven't appreciated or loved in your own life will push your button when other people do it. So you have to look and write down the initials of who perceives you as being rude. And you got to keep writing initials and keep writing initials until you can own that what you see in them, you also have to the same degree. You do this on the negative column, you do this on the positive column. But both of these have to be done 100% until you can see that what you see in them is a reflection of you. Because otherwise, you're being self-righteous, you're out of balance, you're into denial, you've got a disowned part inside yourself, and you're not able to communicate because you've got an imbalanced perspective. Once you've gone through and identified where you have done each of these traits, and you've done every one of these traits here, the initials, and there may be 5 to 20 initials in that little box, then you come over to number 8, and you write down on this negative trait, rudeness, inconsiderate, how does it serve you when they act that way? Because any trait that you see as negative without a positive will run your life. Just like you cannot manage somebody that you are infatuated with or resentful, you cannot manage a trait in somebody that you have an imbalanced perspective on. It will push your button. The definition of a button is an imbalanced perspective. That's what a button is. How many of you know when somebody pushes your button? Yes? Is this the term that you use here? When somebody pushes your button? No? Somebody irritates you, makes you react. So you have to identify the benefits of them being rude. When they're rude, how does it benefit you? At first you think it isn't, but you got to look, because every trait has two sides. Maybe their rudeness is that they're in a hurry and they're trying to get things done and you're slow, and it pushes you to go faster. Maybe their rudeness serves you to motivate you. Maybe their rudeness makes you considerate in the way you communicate on the phone. Maybe your rudeness makes you stop and self-reflect and look at what you're doing. But you got to look for the benefits, because any trait you can't see the benefits and drawbacks with will run your life. If you see more benefits or drawbacks on any trait, it will run your life. And any trait that you see both sides of, you will manage and know when to use wisely. How many are following along on what I'm saying here? Any trait that you have an imbalanced perspective on is going to run you. Any trait you have a balanced perspective on, you're going to run. And knowing how to run it means to knowing when to use it, because every trait is needed in your company at different times. There's time to be firm and assertive. It's time to be passive. If you do a collapse, this is called collapsing, on another individual, even if you never saw them, never talked to them, even if they're 1,000 miles away, they shift. There's a non-local relationship between you and other people that when you dissolve the charge and emotional illusion about them, they shift, just like you shifted. And this is very valuable in a company for employees to know how to use this, because they go around and they're sitting there spending all their energy being infatuated or resentful to people instead of opening their heart, loving, and being present and productive. And so it's a tool that I make it mandatory in any employee in my company to know how to use and master. The last of the columns is 10. If you see them rude, then somewhere they're very courteous. Because the truth is that somebody supports your values, you're very courteous, kind, and nice.